After the first snowstorm of the season, snow removal is in the spotlight in the largest city in western Massachusetts. People came to City Hall to complain, and the mayor apologized. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno issued an apology for the city's snow plowing during last week's back-to-back storms, where 19 inches of snow fell in about a 45-hour period. The written statement from the mayor, which said, quote, "We must and will be better prepared," end quote, was issued about 24 hours after dozens of people came to a city council meeting Monday night to voice their frustrations over streets that they said were left impassable for days after the snow stopped falling.
I am appalled at the way the DPW has done their job.
Jerry Reardon, who lives in the Upper Hill neighborhood, and other city residents brought with them to City Hall pictures and videos to document their complaints. Sean Donovan said it was not just side streets that he observed to be poorly plowed.
What really got my blood boiling is seeing children falling, walking home from school because they're walking in this 6-inch narrow, packed down ice.
From December 3rd through the 4th, the city's 311 call center received more than 3,000 calls about snow plowing. That's roughly 5 times more calls than were fielded during a nor'easter on March 13th, 2018, and another big snowstorm last February 28th. At Monday's City Council hearing, the city's DPW director, Chris Signoli, strongly defended his department's response to the storm.
A lot of callers obviously state that their street was not plowed. No streets were missed.
Still, he conceded all was not perfect. More than 700 cars were ticketed and 275 were towed for violating the parking ban, but Signoli estimated that 2,000 additional cars could have been towed. Also, he said plows were late in returning to some streets where people had obeyed the alternate side parking rules, leaving one side of those streets unplowed.
I do know that there are streets that are out there in bad condition, and a majority of them are due to the lateness of us getting to these streets. I have always said from day one, regardless of the size of the storm, it will take us 12 hours once the snow stops.
Anna Jewell of Seymour Avenue in the Pine Point neighborhood was incredulous hearing Signoli report that after inspecting the streets, DPW supervisors had authorized the plowing subcontractors to be paid.
Before you pay out something, let there be accountability that at one point or another, if there's a complaint, have a supervisor go and check because this is our tax dollars that we're paying.
Sarno, in his statement, said he directed Signoli to review street inspection procedures, step up enforcement of the parking ban, and be aggressive in managing plowing subcontractors. City Councilor Marcus Williams, who chaired Monday's hearing, agreed that better adherence to the parking rules during snowstorms would help.
Even on streets where there are no cars parked because of driveways or what have you, the issue remains.
A few years ago, Signoli asked the city council to set the fine for violating the parking ban at $100, but councilors voted to keep it at $50. City Councilor Jesse Letterman suggested the city put on its website maps with a real-time location of snowplows, as are shown on video monitors in the DPW's Operations Center. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.